and you're listening to LA Miracle Cure. I'm your host, Barbara McGee. I'm coming live from Los Angeles, California. And with me today on our show, in the spotlight, is Donnie Anderson. Welcome, Donnie.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It is our privilege. And we want to thank America Out Loud for giving us this opportunity to use this platform to educate and to reaffirm the reason why medical cannabis is all the rage right now. We have some 29 states. Medical cannabis is actually used for the treatment of ailments, for cancer, for various sicknesses that are going on right now in our nation. Donnie, tell us a little bit about the face of the patient.
Well, it's actually any child or any senior or anyone. A patient is anyone that's in need or dealing with ailments, from cancer to epilepsy to Alzheimer's. My mother has an early stage of dementia, and I'm dealing with that right now, treating her as well. So it's no one particular person. We've been treating a few cancer patients right now, and two of them are cancer free.
Wow. So that's really exciting. And as we know here at LA Miracle Cure, it is our desire to give people the correct information. You know, Donnie, there's so many, folklore, there's so much misunderstanding, there's so many differences in laws, you know, from state to state, that people don't really understand what is okay to do and what is not okay to do. So we do know that it is a Schedule I drug and it is still found illegal. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's still a Schedule I. So federally, they don't look at it as medicine at this time, but also the federal government has filed for a patent for this plant. Why would they file for a patent for this plant if they didn't think of it as a medicine?
Again, welcome. Welcome to LA Miracle Cure. As we were just talking about the Schedule I position that cannabis has, even though it has great relief for pain sufferers and for the use as medical cannabis, could you tell us, why do you think people are so confused about this plant?
Because people lie for years and hide the truth of what this plant really is. It's a herb. So, you know, everybody want to push pharmaceutical medicines on you, all synthetic drugs. So they want to hide what the truth. This plant has been used for thousands of years in other countries like Africa, like Asia, like all these other countries been using this. But America has a problem with prisons, in truth.
I see.
And this is a Schedule I. It's a Schedule I because of those facts. Pharmaceutical companies wouldn't exist if this healing plant was allowed to evolve.
I see. So we want to know a little bit more about what position you play in the Los Angeles medical marijuana. Well, first off, let's just establish that for 21 years, it's already been cleared by the voters in California for dispensaries to sell to medical card-holding patients and dispense cannabis in various forms to its collective or to its patients. Am I correct?
Correct.
All right. So there are about 2,000 dispensaries currently doing exactly that in Los Angeles. Now, I understand.
Yeah, but we're closing them. Those aren't all those, excuse me, Barbara, but those are not legal, that 2,000. Only 187 of those are legal.
I see. It's only 187. So tell me, what is legal? Explain that to us.
Legal is what the voters passed.
So are you
talking... The voters passed.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about legal under the law of California, the Compassionate Care Act, Prop 215, that allowed voters to open dispensaries, a limited number of dispensaries, and then you have preferential of shops just exploding, and they never had the laws right to fix it. So lawyers did a lot of mischievous things to have their clients open up. Those are not medical cannabis shops. Those are pot shops. We are for medical. We offer treatment. We offer information. We offer knowledge. We work with doctors. We work with the real people about this. This is what we do and take. We love what we do.
I see. So let me just stop you right there. And when you say we, I understand that my guest in the spotlight today, Donnie Anderson, is chairman of the California Minority Alliance, along with Virgil Grant, and brings a wealth of executive experience by leading the market sectors with urban music, film, television, and new media entertainment mediums for over 25 years. So your list of credits outside of the cannabis world and cannabis advocacy, you are VP, actually, have been an A&R for MCA Records, Universal Records, and a list of celebrities such as Snoop Dogg, Madonna, Brian McKnight, that you have worked with as a producer for many of these stars. Tell us a little bit about your entertainment background.
My background goes to working with people in the entertainment world since 1991.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yes. And I started my career at Solar Records with Dick Griffey and Virgil Roberts.
Oh, I remember that and name, Dick Griffey. He was so exciting.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, he was. That was my mentor. And it was just a wonderful opportunity that was given to me to learn from the best.
Absolutely. So what was it like working with Clive Davis? I mean, he has had his hand in everyone who is mega successful. Tell us about that experience.
Clive is a wonderful guy, wonderful man. He really appreciated the work that me and my producers did on his roster of talent. Like I said, we worked on Faith Evans. We worked on Brian McKnight. We was getting ready to work on Whitney before she passed. It was just a great experience learning from a guy who's been doing this for over 50 years.
Absolutely.
And to be around that, it just gives you a different aura.
Yes, a different aura, a different perspective on exactly,
yeah,
you know, how to run a career, how to lobby, how to work in the interest of several entities at once, such as the record company, work with the entertainment or the talent, and then to work with the venues and work with all these people. So that gave you an enormous skill to be able to negotiate.
You're right, but the negotiation of the skills that I really learned, that came from Virgil Roberts and Dick Griffey. Dick Griffey was the first one who found Babyface in L.A. He had the Whispers. He had Lakeside. He was partners with Don Cornelius and Soul Train.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yes.
After Berry Gordy and you're talking about putting out successful records. Dick Griffey Solar Records, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, was the second behind Motown in discovering new young African-American talent. And yes, that's where my knack came in, from being able to be around that, being able to watch Babyface and watch these guys craft. I didn't ever want to be an entertainer. I always wanted to be a manager. I wanted to be an executive, and I was able to achieve that.
That's beautiful. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you in our spotlight with all of that talent. And we know that you moved on from there into TV, film, and you worked on one of my favorite movies, which is Baby Boy. I love that movie, and I love Tyrese. I thought it was fantastic. The music was amazing. And also Save the Last Dance with Road Dogs as well. But I'm really interested, when I'm looking at your profile, I'm very interested in your relationship with Grand Theft Auto. You know, the video game. Everybody out there knows Grand Theft Auto.
Well, my partner, my business partner and one of my best friends, Mark Jordan, DJ Pooh, he wrote Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and he wrote Grand Theft Auto V. So when the owner, Sam Hauser, and Pooh asked me to do voiceovers in the game, you know, I was a little hesitant, and Sam said, no, you have the voice. You have the ability to capture people. So I did it. It was great. It was just read the scripts. It took a little while, but it was awesome. We had a good time doing it, and it was really, really a good time to me, because my partner written that. You know, that's under our company. So
that's fantastic.
Also, Direct Energy Media is my company that I do all the other entertainment stuff under. So that's what pays the bills, and
Well, you know what?
Good to do that.
I want to say that just for our listening audience that has just joined us, you're here live with LA Miracle Cure, and we're on the platform of America Out Loud. And right now we're speaking with Donnie Anderson, who is the chair of the California Minority Alliance, chair for NAACP California and Hawaii Cannabis Task Force, and the California Growers Association, which is a founding board member, is our guest and in the spotlight. And we're talking about medical cannabis in Los Angeles. I want to go back, now that we've got a little bit of your backdrop, I want to go back and talk about advocacy for cannabis reform, the movement, how you got involved, and what is it to be a chair or a co-founder for some of these coalitions in Los Angeles when, let's face it, Los Angeles is going to make the laws for the world. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I've always been an advocate for cannabis from years. I've been a partaker of cannabis since at an early age. I recognize what it do for my body. And I always was intrigued, because how can this plant, that you can plant a seed, pour water on it, and be criminal? What in the Bible, it says in Genesis 1:29, that God gave us everything, all seed-bearing fruit, and everything for you to use for us. And when I understood that, it was like, why am I not being on the front line? People need this. So I watched Virgil, and me and him have been friends for about 26 years. And I watched him when he was doing all of this. And I said, okay. I started working with the NAACP, and they asked me to become the chair of the NAACP Cannabis Task Force about 3.5 years ago. And I started working with Governor Brown on AB 266. And I was the founding board member of California Growers Association, one of the largest growers association in the state of California, based in Sacramento.
Okay, well, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there before you talk a little bit about Humboldt County. Let me enlighten our listening audience and visitors who have just come to the show, we're re-educating and redefining cannabis so that people understand exactly what this is for and where it's coming from. And the sixth largest economic source in the world is California by itself. And its number one export is cannabis. And the number one county that exports that would be currently Humboldt County. Now, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your affiliation with Humboldt County.
Well, like I said, Hezekiah Allen is the executive director of Humboldt of California Growers Association, what used to be the Emerald Growers Association, and we transferred it over about three years and a half over. But those are growers and families that's been up in the hills forever. The hills used to grow all the weed back in the day. And then they bring it down to, from the hills down from to northern to southern California. And that was one of the most places that grew more cannabis than anywhere in the world. Well, now, southern California is one of the mecca places for indoor cultivation.
I was about to say, Donnie, well, yeah. I don't see any hills except the Hollywood Hills. So what you're saying is that it is now indoor, and doesn't that change the potency and the variety and increase the potency, would you say? Give us a little understanding about that.
No. See, that's a myth. Here's the thing. You can have sun-grown cannabis, which a lot of people like. That means you grow it in the sun. The sun is the most powerful source of light you can have. So it makes your plant grow three times as faster. But here's the thing. You can have, imitation light from a light bulb, and you can make it think it's the sun. You can trick a plant to thinking that it's getting natural sunlight. Here's the thing. It don't have nothing to do with whether it's grown under a light or under the sun that makes the potency. It's what they put on the plant that has to do with the potency. If they put pesticides, payload, all of that yucky stuff that we don't want on our plant, we don't want that. It's about the nutrients, what they put on. If you put an organic nutrients on a plant, you're going to have a wonderful plant that's healthy for your body. But if you put nutrients with all kind of phosphorus and all of that other crap, then you're going to have bigger buds. That can be in the sun or that can be in indoors. That's a myth, if the light is doing. The lights don't cause that. The light indoors. We don't have the outdoor space. We do, but it was a ban because when you have Lancaster, you have Riverside, San Bernardino, you have Temecula, you have Thousand Oaks, then we have the capacity to grow sun-grown cannabis like High Humboldt has.
I see.
And so we're just now creating the regulations to allow that and show the benefit of allowing that to happen.
I see. Well, in our next segment, we're sitting here having a candid conversation with Donnie Anderson, who is the chair of the California Growers Association in California.
No. That's Barbara, let me correct you.
Thank you.
I am I'm a board member of the California Growers Association. I am the chair and co-founder of California Minority Alliance.
Thank you for straightening me out. You hold so many titles.
No.
We're just privileged to have you. When we come back, we're going to talk about cultivation, social justice, testing, dispensary licensure, delivery, and enforcement. Now, you're listening to LA Miracle Cure, and we're here on America Out Loud.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You can go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
You're listening to LA Miracle Cure. I'm your host, Barbara McGee, and with me I have Donnie Anderson, and we're going to unpack the understanding of the Southern California Coalition platform and the California Minority Alliance social justice misnomer. And I say the misnomer because there is a debate and a discussion about the correct balance of minority ownership on this platform that is called medical cannabis, which is going to be soon in January of 2018, like three other states, which would be Washington, Oregon, and Colorado, legalizing recreational use of cannabis. So there is the opportunity and the projection of about $5.2 million in Los Angeles alone in the first 18 months of this rollout. So Donnie, just talk to us a little bit about what does it mean when you say social justice, and how is there this uneven imbalance in the legalization and the cultivation and the dispensary of medical cannabis?
Well, here's one fact. We've been targeted by the failed war on drugs for the last 50 years in the African American community. Blacks in our community have been targeted four times to one compared to whites, and 4 times to 2 compared to Latinos. But yet, smoke cannabis at the same ratio. So when we talk about social equity, we're talking about those communities who've been ravished by the failed war on drugs, by the federal government and the local government. We want to make sure that our communities partake in the ownership of medical and recreational cannabis. We've been making sure of that for the last 4 or 5 years, from making sure that they release our people from prison. When every state becomes legal, they need to let everyone out of jail that's in jail for cannabis. Every one of them. You're talking about people with nonviolent felonies that's sitting in jail for a amount of pot that if a white person got caught with, they'd get probation, but they send us to prison. It was just a new modern day of slavery. So when I talk about licensing, I'm talking about you setting aside a certain amount of licenses for minorities that's been hurt. These are numbers that you can go and get from the ACLU, the NAACP, and the and Drug Policy Alliance. These are actual fact numbers that come from the FBI themselves. I'm not telling you and speculating on anything. I'm giving you actual fact numbers. So for us, we're going to demand that our community is not the one that's spending the dollar, but the dollar is revitalizing in our community, new jobs. The cannabis is going to create more jobs than any sector in the last 40 years. And I'm talking about a wonderful wage-paying job.
Tell our listeners, now everybody wants a job, so tell our listeners a little bit about, give us like 5 or 6 jobs that you see that could benefit us if we're in job search.
It depends on where you at in your career. If you have a college degree, then that means you'll come in and be a manager, GM. If you have no degree and you just want to be, we'll train you. You can become a bud tender in the dispensary. You can become a product. You can learn how to trim the plant in cultivation. You can learn how to plant and grow the plant. You can learn how to work in the manufacturing of processing of cannabis into edibles, into topicals, into tinctures. You can work in the distribution part of distributing the plant from a dispensary back to a medical laboratory. You can work in the laboratory field if you're good in biology on how to work and see how much THC is in the plant, see how much pesticides in the plant, and look for the genetic in the plant. There's so many wonderful opportunities, and these are blue-collar jobs that will pay. In cultivation, we will be paying $15 an hour starting off. You're talking about an awesome time right now. And when California, when we decriminalize and bring the scheduling down, we're going to excise our cannabis all over the world. That little green bear is going to be in all our pounds going outside to other countries and other states that can't grow. This is, you know how when you talk about up north has the wonderful grapes and pears, the south of France have the wonderful grapes?
Yes, Domaine Chandon, you mean?
yes, but two different types. So you like, if you love California wine, you're a California wine. If you love south of France and you like a good Bordeaux, then you like that kind. But here's the thing. When it comes to California, cannabis, there's nowhere else in the world has better cannabis than us. Nowhere.
Wow. Well, let me just ask you this. All right. So now the platform is set and we understand. So let's talk a little bit, mirror Los Angeles, if we can, to some place like Denver. All right, so we know that Denver currently has been doing legal recreational over 21 adult consenting cannabis sales since 2015. And they are right about $200 million in taxes for last year, prepaid tax to the federal government, who is accepting this payment, by the way. And then we have a $1.3 billion that their sales has been attributed to this $200 million. So there's no real tracking actually going on that is separating the medical from the recreational. Out of these 187 shops, do you think there will be shops that specialize solely on recreational and others that that recognize only the collective model where you present your medical card and then you are serviced as per patient?
Yes, I'm for medical. I'm not for recreational. I'm for medical. But whatever they want to do with recreational, that's fine. My whole thing is to give the patient, because it, remember this, Robert, it's a tax bracket thing too. You're paying 15% for recreational compared to you paying 6% for medical. Big jump in prices. You
and
understand
who
what I'm saying?
And who do those taxes go to? Would that be the state sales tax
at the point of sale? That state? Yes, the state and local taxes.
Okay.
And your own local municipality as well.
I see.
So that means that 15% goes on the customer. You're not a patient anymore, so that's a customer. It's a big difference. When you're a patient, you're paying low for your medicine. But when you're a customer, you're paying that high taxes.
Well, let me ask you.
We've been in medical cannabis for 21 years.
Well, let me ask you this question. All right, so everybody, you're listening to LA Miracle Cure, and we're here hosted by America Out Loud. And what the design of this show is to give you more information and just clear up the gray area, the misnomers and the fallacies about legal, recreational, or medical cannabis. We want to show you the face of who is making the laws, who is sitting at the table, and who are the stakeholders. And with us today, we have Donnie Anderson, who has decided to be very candid and give us the real understanding of what's happening in Los Angeles. So I have a question. So just recently, our sister city, now some people say our sister city is Paris, France, but you and I both know that our sister city is Las Vegas, Nevada. And we know that Los Angelinos go from LA in a quick hop, skip, and a jump, 4 hours, you're in Las Vegas. And just recently, over the 4th of July, they went recreational. And we understood in that jump to go recreational as being the tourist capital of the world, I think next to Paris, France, in 4 days they ran out. So do you think that is going to happen here? Do you think it's going to be a gold rush? And do you think everybody's going to come here?
No? Never. We grow too much cannabis in the state of California. If we have so much cannabis, everybody is growing cannabis right now. And that's not going to happen. It's gonna be good for business, but we'll never get like Nevada. Nevada don't have the means to keep up with California. You could put Nevada, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington together, and they still can't make up the cannabis that's grown in California. And I mean that wholeheartedly.
Wow. That
from Monterey Peninsula to Humboldt to Sacramento to Oakland to Fresno to Slow County to Santa Barbara to Thousand Oaks to the Valley, all the way to Riverside, to California City, where our farm is. All those are growing areas that's cultivating. I haven't even got you to San Diego, LA. I haven't got you to Temecula. We have so much cannabis, even in the desert, to Palm Desert and all. We have cannabis grown everywhere.
So let me ask you that. Now you brought up a really good question. Now, you know, inquiring minds want to know. We want to know. And the central question that I want our listeners to know are, what about security and the idea that there's always been violence and robberies? I mean, come on, let's face it. This is a cash-based industry. When you have a cash-based industry because of the fact that you cannot bank, a lot of misnomers about where does the money go because of the fact that the federal banks are federal and they're backed by the federal government. So you're putting your money in a place where, let's say, the federal government could attack you first. How safe is this business?
Let me say this. This industry is safe. What's not safe is that we haven't had no regulations. So when you don't have any regulations, what I mean by that, we have Prop D. And under Prop D, that means that you can operate 186 pre-ICO dispensaries. All these other 2,000 or 1,700 dispensaries are illegal. And once Proposition M kicks in Southern California, and when the state kicks in, it's like every business will apply and have a license, just like you do with any business.
And who's going to be over that? What state agencies are covering those?
No. Hold on. You have the medical MRSA. The MRSA, which is Lori Ajax and her team in the state. Then you have L.A. City Council and the mayor that's over Proposition M. So they just hired and brought on the L.A. Cannabis Commission. So they have five commissioners, then they have 10 others who will be monitoring, but they staffing and hiring to monitor when your license. So let me give you this. You asked a great question. So say I'm operating, and then I get a letter from the L.A. city attorney to shut my shop down that I'm operating illegally, right? If I don't shut my shop down come January 1, they're going to come in and they're going to issue me a fine for $20,000 a day for 3 days to me and the landlord owner. Then they're going to serve me with a misdemeanor. Then they're going to have water and power cut my power off. So then, after that's done, they're going to bring you back, and then they're going to look to give you a felony if you continue to operate like that. So those are what we implemented with Proposition M when we wrote that, because it's a lot of people that's just doing it how they want to do it. We open at 10 a.m., and we close at 7:55 p.m., We are, you've been to our place. You've seen how clean it is. Our neighbors respect us and like us. We give back in the community. We have barbecues, all of that. That's not mandated. It's what we do. And what we're doing is, on Proposition M, we're going to have every 800 feet is to beautify our community. We have to beautify with the, if you're going to own and operate in our community, you got to put in on the beautification of our community.
Right. So you're talking about a collaborative coalition that is exactly attached to the zip code. Everybody, you're listening to LA Miracle Cure. We're here with the spotlight on Donnie Anderson. And we're so thankful we're here on America Out Loud. And we will be right back.
We're a new breed of talk radio with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio. Shows that impact your health, honor our heroes, political talk, shows that inspire you to live a truly authentic life. You can hear your favorite shows on networks like iHeartRadio or AHA Radio, or just download our free apps on both Android and Apple. Well, we are proud to have you as one of our growing family of listeners. We are the Vision of the Voices, AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, looking good and feeling good are not exactly the same thing. It's just like a car. It may look good from the outside, but what's the inside look like? More importantly than that, what's the inside of your cells look like? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Well, when I started taking Healthy Cell just a few months ago, it has changed my program. I mean, it's boosted my energy. I sleep better, sharper focus. I feel healthier, and hopefully we'll all live longer with improved cells. Well, 90-plus nutrients infused into every cell of your body. Well, this is an exclusive offer for friends of America Out Loud. You can try it today free. When I say free, I mean free. It's our Healthy Cell Pro 7-Day Sample. Free shipping, no risk, no obligation, no credit card required. So this is a complimentary gift from America Out Loud. You can go to healthycell.com/outloudsample or just go to americaoutloud.com and click the large banner ad, and our complimentary gift will be on its way to your home.
And you're listening to LA Miracle Cure. I'm your host, Barbara McGee. Again, we're here with Donnie Anderson. This is the last bit of information we're going to get from Donnie, unless you come back, Donnie, and be on our show again. We have really learned a lot about...
I would love to be back.
Yes, about medical cannabis. Okay, so I want to know, what is in the dispensary? Tell us who comes, give us the face of the client, and then tell us what are on the shelves. What can we expect when we come inside?
Well, not every dispensary is the same, but every dispensary is under the SEC, DACA, or UCBA. You're gonna find real medicine. You're gonna find top end cannabis buds. You're gonna find your edibles. You're gonna find tinctures like CBDs. You're gonna find a 1-to-1, which is a CBD and a THC to help you with your pain. See, we don't have to have barbiturates or opiates anymore. We have enough with cannabis to help all that. So the face of cannabis is a mom who would have a drink and a pill in the evening. She don't have to have that anymore. She can come in and do her vape in, or she can take, man, we have bath salts from Whoopi and Maya that you put in your bath, and it's so relaxing that you will, it's in cannabis and it's infused and it relaxes you. It's
really?
So many wonderful. Yes, there's so many wonderful products that's being developed that it blows my mind to see these wonderful things that come. Like, we're dealing with a few cancer patients right now. We have the suppositories that get straight to the bloodline for pancreatic cancer, or for colon cancer, or for prostate cancer.
So that is to help control the pain and help manage
it helps not just to manage it, it helps eradicate it. You understand this? Our body has receptors. We have receptors in our body. So it speaks to the endocannabinoid from the cannabis plant. So when it hits our system, it goes straight to the pain immediately. And it deals with the pain. It's wonderful. It is phenomenal.
So
if
do you think
the research about what Israel's doing.
Right.
It's phenomenal.
Well, let me ask you this question. So our listeners want to know, we have a lot of people that listen in the Midwest. So there is such a opioid fatalities in Ohio, 60,000 for the year. How can cannabis, what do you see it? Can it help maybe? Is there an opportunity for
it? Not maybe. It can help.
And tell us how that can be.
We're being overprescribed by these doctors, by these pharmaceutical companies. They are overprescribing and killing American people. American has more drugs, but we don't have a great health care system for all Americans, whereas free in Canada and free in Paris. We have more prisoners than anywhere in the world. We are the worst when it comes to taking care of our citizens. We are the worst because you know why? Because they only care about the bottom dollar. If they understood how to treat these patients instead of giving them, when they go in there and get pills that's killing them, give them some cannabis and let someone prescribe it who knows what they're prescribing them. It's different type of cannabis that you can prescribe to deal with certain ailments.
Wow. Well, I know that you are giving us so much information. Let's just run down a list here. I just want to know, what is sensitive use? Could you break that down to me? We don't understand in our community, what does it mean to have a green zone or sensitive use offset?
No green zone. What a sensitive use is. So if my shop is where it is centered, I can't be 600 feet from school, 600 feet from a park, 600 feet from a library, 600 feet from a church. But the church has to have a certificate of authenticity that they're a legitimate church, not a pop-up church. And we want to keep children safe. We want to keep children from having the opportunity to see, smell, taste, or anything from medicine. But a friend of mine who's on our board is one of the leading persons to help with Alzheimer's. I was just contacted by the Epilepsy Foundation and to said to them when I'm writing this ordinance for the county, they said, can you please remember us? Our patients need medicine too. And those are kids. Have you ever seen a child with epilepsy and they have about 10, 12, 15 seizures a day?
Well, you know what?
But when they take this medical cannabis and they have one a week, that if that's not remarkable, what is it?
Well, you know, let me ask you this, because we have seen, and I have focused in on many, many, many PBS specials and other stations that run these specials that talk a little bit about mothers who are looking to medicate their children for this express reason for having seizures, epilepsy, Tourette's, all these various autism.
And those mothers, and Barbara, and those mothers need to look up Miko Perez. She works with parents from special needs. She's been flown from Israel. Israel is publishing her papers. She's worked with the doctor Nguyen, who's over Hoag Hospitals, 17 of the top hospitals in the state of California. She's been working with families for the last 6-7 years on how to medicate their children. She has a 17-year-old son who's autism. He's hospice, and cannabis gave him his voice to communicate with his mother. He likes music. He tells when he's hungry, what's wrong, when he has to go to the restroom. Before cannabis, he just looked into space.
Wow.
And it's a blessing to
Absolutely.
See how it helps. That is wonderful.
Exactly. So let me just ask you this question. All right. So is there a okay, so I can't cross the state line with this. So how do I go from one medical state to the other? Can I use the mail? Can I order it on Amazon?
No.
How does it work?
I can't. What you have to do is they will probably end up having to bring their child to the state of California or the state of Colorado. And we will have to treat them, and we will have to lobby for them in their state with their local government, as what Virgil and myself just did in Atlanta. Atlanta, we spoke with the mayor, we spoke with the lieutenant governor, we spoke with all the local and state politicians about medical cannabis and what what's really good about it.
Right,
and
because people
that
don't understand.
It's helping them. They don't. They have no clue.
People always affiliate
with pastors and churches. Here's the thing. A church tells you no drugs, no drugs. But a liquor is a drug. But a cannabis is not. It's a herb. And they need to understand the two difference.
Okay, so
anything man-made is synthetic is not good for you. Anything natural is wonderful for you.
Okay, well, so now people out there right now listening, you're listening to LA Miracle Cure, all my audience, they want to know a couple of things. So people are now intoxicated. They're now on the freeway. They're driving right next to me. How is this going to be regulated for, can you use it in your home? Can you use it in your car? Okay, so
you
how?
Can't. Now, you can use it in your car as long as you're not driving your car. Long as you're sitting in a passenger seat and you don't plan on driving, you can get in that passenger seat and intake of whatever you is, long as you're going back in the house. If you live in an apartment building, they're going to give you an eviction. So be careful. That's if you're smoking it. If you're edible, they can't tell. But if you're smoking it, landlords do not want you to smoke in the apartment. So we're going to create lounges over the state of California to give people like bars, but to be able to medicate themselves and relax, watch TV, and get themselves right, and then be able to stay there for a while, let their buzz come down. Because under the law, under state law, you cannot drive, you cannot, they are giving $3 million a year to Highway Patrol to come up with a testing mechanism from adult use money. So our goal is to educate the people and to have them be aware of what they can and what they can't do.
Right.
So you can find a lot of the information on our website as well.
Oh, so and what is your website?
www.californiaminorityalliance.com. We have the state the state law for the whole AB 266 on there, and then we have our the laws for Los Angeles, Proposition M on there to give you all the information about cannabis and what you can and what you can't do.
Okay.
So you can always reach out to us if you're in other states. We'll be honored to help. We're going to Arkansas. We're going to Florida. We're going to New Jersey. I had the honor of speaking with some of Cory Booker's team, to Senator Booker's team, to help New Jersey to launch the New Jersey Minority Alliance. We have the Atlanta, Georgia Minority Alliance getting ready to launch the Texas Minority Alliance. So, you know, that's what we're doing, Barbara. We're serving our people.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay, so I just need to know two things, and then we're going to have to let you get back to your life of advocacy. But can you tell us one thing? So should we go now and get a card? Is that still going to be the way it works?
Yeah.
We have a medical card. Well, tell us about it. How do we proceed?
Yes, for recreational 2018, you will no longer need a card. But if you're a medical patient, you will need a card. And a medical patient, you will go and get your card. You can get a state card. But if you're a firearm enthusiast and you like to shoot and all that, a state card will revoke your firearm under federal laws. So you have to be aware of which medical card to receive, because they will come in and take your firearm from you if you have a state card.
I see. Oh, that's very interesting to know. Okay.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Please, we ask all our guests this question. And this is going to be our last question. Everybody, you're listening to LA Miracle Cure. We're here with the spotlight on Donnie Anderson. And Donnie Anderson is the chairman of the California Minority Alliance. And we want to know, what are the best practices that we should take to heart for the cannabis business? Give us three best practices.
Okay, the best practice is respecting your neighbors, respecting those that you serve. When I say who you serve, your patients. You always want to be courteous. You want to take care of your employees. You want to be a good steward in your community. You don't want to be a hurting the community. You want to be a blessing to the community. So we always work with best practices. Like they tell you, we can stay open to 8 o'clock. We close at 7:55. We want to show by example of how that can go.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I wanted to ask you one other question, because, you know, everybody's coming to L.A. You know, we used to have them all coming, 100,000 a month, they used to say, because they want to be in the film and industry, the movies, entertainment, singers, what have you. Now, with this gold rush, can people come from other states? I mean, what's an Angelino to do?
Can everybody come? They can come, but getting in the business, they might be too late, because locations is gone. Now, employee, yes, but becoming an owner and operator, I think you missed that boat. Because if you haven't found a location and you haven't did all year, good luck.
I see. Yeah. Wow. So, well, you
bring your tourist dollars and come and get some of the best products that California has, and that's our California Cannabis. And that's our brand. So look up California Cannabis. That's us.
Very good. Wow. Well, you know what? It has been a privilege to have you here. You know,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wish you well in your pursuit. Tell us also, the new commissioner, is that Kat Parker? Are you familiar with Kat?
Yeah. Packer.
I'm
very
yes.
familiar with Kat. We worked hand in hand together with me and Virgil on Kat, working on a couple of the issues at hand, the minority equity piece with Kat. Kat comes from Drug Policy Alliance. He's an attorney, And she's a wonderful young lady, and she's going to do great things in the state of California in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're glad and we congratulate her for this new appointment. That must be amazing for her and the commissioners and the mayor and all the people that are trying to make this safe, sane, and protect the patients at all times who do need their medicines. Donnie Anderson, we want to thank you so much for being with us. And we want to wish you well in your pursuits. And everybody, you can contact Donnie. Go ahead and give us the information for California Minority Alliance.
You can contact us at info@CaliforniaMinorityAlliance.com. Again, that is info@CaliforniaMinorityAlliance.com. Thank you so much, Barbara, for your time.
Wonderful. And we thank you as well.